Georgia Supreme Court Leo Frank Appeals Documents, 1913-1914, page 1156, slide. Visible translated text is as follows. 1258, cross-examination. The letter was folded exactly as it is now to the best of my recollection, just in that shape. Mr. Frank has no rich relatives in Brooklyn. That is my son's handwriting. States Exhibit K. It is a photographic copy. There was another paper included in the envelope which that letter came in, some price list, but I didn't look at it. It had numbers of pencils and prices on it. That letter was read in Hotel McAlpin, in Mr. Moses Frank's room. As to what relatives Mr. Frank has in Brooklyn, my brother-in-law, Mr. Bennett, is a clerk at $18 a week. My son-in-law, Mr. Stearns, is in the retail cigar business. As to what my means of support are, we have about $20,000 out at interest, my husband and I, at 6%. We own the house we live in. We have a $6,000 mortgage on it. The house is worth about $10,000. My husband is doing nothing. He is not in good health. Up to a year ago, he was a traveling salesman. These are the only relatives my son has in Brooklyn. Mr. Moses Frank, my brother-in-law, generally spends a Sunday with us in Brooklyn before he sails for Europe. He spends Sunday with us in Brooklyn and has dinner with us. He was not in Brooklyn on April 26th. He is supposed to be very wealthy. I don't know how much cash my husband has in bank. A few hundred dollars, possibly. My husband is 67 years old. He is broken down from hard work and in very poor health. He was too unwell to come down here. Oscar Pappenheimer, sworn for the defendant. I am in the furniture business. I am also a stockholder of the National Pencil Company. I have been getting comparative sheets as to the weekly business of the company from Frank since March 1910. Up to the time the post office distributed mail on Sunday, I used to always go to the post office to get my mail and always found this report on Sunday morning. When I quit going to the post office on Sundays, I received the reports in the first mail on Monday mornings. I have here the report for the week ending April 24th, 1913, Defendant's Exhibit 45. I got that Monday morning, April 28th. I also have here all the comparative sheets received by me every week beginning January 18th, 1912, up to April 24th, 1913, Defendant's Exhibit 46. C.F. Ersenbach, sworn for the defendant. I married a sister of Mrs. Leo Frank. I phoned him on Friday and asked him if he would go to the baseball game Saturday. He said he didn't know. He might go and would phone me later and let me know. On Saturday, when I got home about 20 minutes to 2, my cook told me that Mr. Frank had phoned and told me that he wasn't going to the game. I saw him on Sunday, after the murder, at my house. I saw no scratches, marks, or bruises on him. He seemed to be a little disturbed in mind. I saw him again that afternoon. He told us about the tragedy. That evening we met.